Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, yesterday you and I discussing very early before the totals came in on the massacre in Las Vegas. The gunman, apparently a lone gunman, Stephen Paddock, firing from the Mandalay Bay casino into a crowd at a country music concert, killing 58, injuring over 500 more. It's unfathomable.
Well, it is, David, and it has gotten to be a crucial part of the American experience that we in this country have too many guns and too many people who are unstable, even as in the case of Paddock, who we didn't know was unstable. Get a hold of them. There has got to be some control on the number of guns out there. Right now, the House of Representatives is considering a bill that would allow the sale of silencers on guns. You could kill more efficiently that way. You know, when you talk to the people who are interested in having guns, the NRA people and others, you hear things like, we have to have guns in case we need them against the government. Well, there doesn't seem to be much evidence that that's the deed. In the meantime, there are just too many people. A certain proportion of the population is going to be mentally unstable, and they are going to be, in some cases, attracted to guns. And there's got to be some way that the politicians have to look into themselves and say, this is a time for profile and courage. What do I mean by that? Well, John Kennedy wrote a book. There are times you have to say, even though it's going to cost me votes, I'm going to do it. It may cost me a political primary in the Republican primary. Some right-wing person comes out and says he's not strong enough on guns. You know what? Sometimes it's not worth it to be a congressman or a senator. Sometimes you're defined by your courage, and that is something we're not seeing much of right now.
The other part of this, you discussed with Congresswoman of Connecticut, Elizabeth Esty, yesterday. And she talked about two sides coming together over the issue that many worry that the government is trying to take them away.
Look, David, if you take a look at the polling on this, Republicans and Democrats, they all think gun control is a good idea. Some reasonable gun controls. If you ask them about gun control, probably many would say no. But if you say to them, is it a good idea when somebody buys a gun to have a background check? Huge majority say yes. So it doesn't make any sense that if you're protecting the public, you would not listen to the public when it came to things that are so clear.
We haven't talked about this yet, but Catalonia and its bid for independence.
You know, it's a tough one. We're sitting here in the United States. We don't really know. We fought a civil war over people who decided that they didn't want to be part of the country anymore. The Spanish feel the same way. The Catalonians say, well, we want a home rule. Well, I think what you do here is a Solomon-like approach. You do home rule, but at the same time, you stay in a country. Now, there will be people who are opposed to that. It's hard to know what's really going on sitting back here.
Well, no matter what, you will know what's going on if you keep tuning into WAMC. And right now, Alan, we have our lockbox challenge. We are trying to get halfway through the goal of $1 million, and we have a conversation with you and Harry Belafonte.
It's going to be amazing. This is an amazing man. And we, at a time of great tragedy, do not want to be perceived as attaching ourselves to this. But we have no choice. We are about to go in once again to a fund drive where we depend on everybody who is listening to do something. Otherwise, there isn't going to be a radio station. And I want to tell you all something. I have watched good radio stations go down because they can't finance themselves. It's that simple. I apologize. This is a very tough time to be asking anybody for money. But now, more than ever, we all realize that if it isn't now, what will we have? Will we have what we are listening to right this minute, all morning long, speaking truth to power, doing the kinds of things you expect of us? This really points out why we need this radio station. And I hope everybody will say, yeah, I get it, Alan. I get it. Money's never easy. I'm going to go to WMC.org and I'm going to put something in. And if everybody who's listening right now were to do that, there wouldn't even be a fund drive.
Be with us. It's your radio station, WAMC.org. The conversation between Alan and Harry Belafonte is Saturday, November 11th at 7:30 p.m. at the Egg. We thank you for whatever you're going to do.